So far in October, 87 American troops have been killed in Iraq, and that is the highest monthly death toll of this year. The number of Americans killed is tiny compared to the number of Iraqis, and the killings have come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. They also come amid reassessments of the war in both Washington and London. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh is visiting the British capital, where he says Iraqis themselves need to start dealing with the violence.
We are engaged as Iraqis among ourselves to try to find a way out of this predicament that we are in. I accept the basic premise. This is about Iraqi leadership and Iraqi responsibility. Yes, it is a partnership with the international community, but ultimately Iraqis have to step up to the challenge and do what is necessary to salvage the country from this unfortunate dynamic of violence.
That's Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister in London. Let's go next to Baghdad, where NPR's Jamie Terabay is standing by. And Jamie, what is it about this time of year that has caused so much violence, if that's known?
Well, it's Ramadan, and insurgents like to focus on religious holidays and religious commemorations to cause separation and instability in the country between the two sects. And now, especially today, we're expecting more attacks. There was more violence over the weekend as Iraqis were marking the end of Ramadan. Today is the end of Ramadan for the Sunnis, and in a couple of days it'll be the end of Ramadan for the Shiites. And just to give you an example of how bad this year's Ramadan is going to be, I spoke to a couple of Iraqi Sunnis, and they're telling me that they don't want to be seen celebrating the feast just yet, because if they're out there doing the things that mark the end of Ramadan, like buying new clothes, going to amusement parks, eating during the day, it will mark them as Sunnis and it will expose them to Shiite death squads. So they plan to wait until the Shiites mark the end of Ramadan, and then everyone can celebrate the feast together.
Although, of course, it's a perilous choice, isn't it? Because you identify yourself with one group or the other and you really never know who's watching.
That's right. So they're really just going to wait, or at least keep their celebrations private. A lot of the celebrations that come with the end of Ramadan and the Eid, which is the feast, involves being outside. Kids get to go out in their new clothes and families get together. There's also a point where people go to the graveyards and pay their respects to the dead. A lot of people won't be doing that this year.
We're talking to NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. And Jamie, I want to ask about a remark that was made in Arabic by a senior U.S. diplomat speaking on Al Jazeera. He's trying to make the case for the United States, and he was interpreted as saying that the U.S. has shown arrogance and stupidity in Iraq.
That's right. Alberto Fernandez, who belongs to the State Department's Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs, spoke to Al Jazeera, and he spoke in Arabic. He said that the issue of Iraq and America's involvement in Iraq was going to be a huge factor in the upcoming midterm elections, which was unusual because normally the vote is decided on domestic affairs. He said history would eventually rule on decisions that policymakers in Washington have made in Iraq, because, as he put it, and I quote, "There is room for strong criticism, undoubtedly. There's been arrogance and stupidity from the United States in Iraq." Now, those comments and those two words in particular were repeated on Al Jazeera broadcasts over the weekend and given a lot of prominence on other Arab television stations as well. Now, a spokesman for Secretary Rice later said that Mr. Fernandez disputed the description of his remarks, and another official questioned the translation. But I listened to the interview myself, and I even had my dictionary handy just in case. But he did actually use those two words, arrogance and stupidity, in that context.
NPR's Jamie Terabay, Arabic speaker, listening in Baghdad. Jamie, thanks very much.
You're welcome.